From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump's trade tactics are causing pain in farm country, but that's not knocking the president from his favored status. According to AgWeb.com, Pro Farmers policy analyst Jim Weissmeyer says despite the high anxiety in farm country over trade tariffs, the president's polling improves in key farm states. The Morning Consult tracking poll shows President Trump's net approval rating has improved in Indiana, Missouri, and Montana since the first of the year and shows net positive approval rating in North Dakota and Florida, two states with close Senate races. The FDA sent a clear message to the burgeoning cell-cultured meat industry and the USDA amid an intergovernmental spat over jurisdiction. We're ready to handle this. At a packed meeting last week, FDA Director of the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, Susan Main, said, "This is not our first rodeo." According to agrimarketing.com, the meeting was a rare instance of a government agency gauging public input on a sector some believe has tremendous potential to disrupt long-established meat industry standards and patterns. Nine separate bills introduced by Western Caucus lawmakers will help restore common sense to an Endangered Species Act regulatory regime that has gone unchecked and grown out of control. That's according to American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, who says the ESA, despite the good intentions, has failed in recovering endangered wildlife and threatening our ability to make productive use of our land. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.